This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Comcast customers have long complained about service, a problem the company owns and is trying to fix with a $1 billion initiative. One piece of this is making life better for the Comcast people who have to field the complaints. At Comcast Call Center in Delaware, there's a movie theater, free doctor's appointments, a fish and turtle-stocked pond. Miles Bryan reports.
Comcast customer service has had a lousy reputation for years. It bottomed out back in 2014 when an internet subscriber's attempt to cancel his service went viral.
Can you disconnect us by phone? Can you disconnect our service? Yes or no?
What I'm trying to find out is why
yes or no. Can you disconnect?
Taking customer calls can be a brutal job. Studies have linked the work to higher levels of depression and anxiety. Alexandria Sisco works for Comcast.
Nobody calls to say, you know, hey, I love you, you're great, you're so awesome. You know, everyone is upset about something.
The ping pong balls you hear bouncing around in the background, they're part of Comcast's plan to make these customer service jobs more bearable. The company has opened a new multi-million dollar call center in Delaware. Workers here can decompress with some table tennis or by brushing up on their short game at the indoor putting green. The idea is that happier employees will provide better customer service. Comcast employees, or at least the three I was allowed to talk to, say it's already working.
This is Star Wars. This is like Christmas.
Lottie Waters is a supervisor here.
All my agents are willing to come in like a little bit earlier.
But those agents are still using the same training and policies that were in place before the move to resolve calls. That's a red flag for Winifred Poster, a researcher who studies the call center industry at Washington University in St. Louis.
There's a lot of emphasis in call center training that's based on how to be polite and how to manage anger, but there isn't a lot of training on how can you actually respond to the thing that the customer is calling for.
Poster says a call center with standing desks and more windows may make employees' day-to-day experience better, but they're only treating the symptoms. The main issue behind bad customer service, she says, is that most call center workers don't have the authority to make meaningful decisions.
If you want to improve customer service, it has to come through a totally different model of the call center worker's role.
A Comcast spokesperson says the company has been investing in new tools and training over the last few years. The company claims some key customer service metrics are the best they've ever been. And she says these are good jobs. Wages at this call center start at $15 an hour and come with benefits. Still, Comcast may be moving away from using call centers. In a recent earnings call, the company said nearly 80% of its customer interactions are now done online. In Newark, Delaware, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.